Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Jen is from Millbury. Hi. She's here for Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
She's driving her boyfriend into the city for work. He is a carpenter. Look at you. Just driving your boyfriend. You do this every day, or is it just a special treat today?
Nope, every day.
Wow. Well,
look at
You're
you.
A good one. Goals. Hmm.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Jake Gilchrist.
Jake? Okay, what's his blood type?
You know, Jesus was also a carpenter.
Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Yes. Can you leave the studio, please, Kennedy?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions, Jen. All you have to do is get more right than Kennedy, and you win. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 3,019 victories, 252 losses, and Kennedy is now over in that studio where she cannot hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you nervous?
No.
Okay. Question number one. On this day in 2016, this duo had the number one song, Closer, and it featured Halsey. Name the duo.
The Chainsmokers.
Question number two. Louis Capaldi is still in the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100. What's the name of his number one song?
I actually don't know this one. Sorry.
Question number three. Don't worry. We'll be playing it in about 7 minutes,
it's
I bet.
It's a great song.
Mike D from the Beastie Boys is 54 years old today. How many members were there in the Beastie Boys?
Three.
Question number four. Idris Elba will star in a Western being produced by Jay-Z.
Huh.
Idris Elba played the villain in a blockbuster movie that also starred The Rock and Jason Statham. Name that film.
Oh, my God. Wait, what was it again? The Western, what was it?
No. So Idris Elba was a villain in a blockbuster movie that starred The Rock and Jason Statham. Name that film.
Superman? I don't know.
Superman. So close. Question number five. Talk show host Maury Povich has a new board game. It's called You Are Not the Father.
Move over, Cards Against Humanity. Sign me up.
That is unbelievable.
Since 1984, Povich has been married to which television anchor and reporter?
Connie Chung.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Superman. Superman. That's what you came up with.
I need that game.
All right, Kennedy.
Hey, girl.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Jen from Millbury got three out of five, correct?
Well done.
These are tough.
Thank
you ready?
You.
On this day in 2016, Kennedy, this duo had the number one song. It's called Closer. It featured Halsey. Name the duo.
Chainsmokers.
Tied at one. Question number two. Louis Capaldi is still on the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with his number one song. What is it called?
I think I've blocked it out. I'm not kidding. I blocked it out. I don't know. Someone You Loved.
There it is.
From the Wayback File,
Captain. She did get it. Yep.
I'm not kidding. I blocked it. I'm not.
He's a delightful gentleman. He's America's sweetheart.
And that is fine.
2-1. Question number three. Mike D from the Beastie Boys, 54 years old today. How many members of the Beastie Boys were there?
There were three.
3-2. Question number four. Idris Elba will star in a Western produced by Jay-Z. Idris played the villain in a blockbuster movie that starred The Rock and Jason Statham. What is it called?
Hobbs and what's his name?
Calvin?
Yeah. And they have a little thing you can put on the back of your pickup truck.
Yeah, where you pee on Chevrolet.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. That is correct, Kennedy. Hobbs and Shaw, garbage film. 4-2, question number 5. Talk show host Maury Povich has a new board game coming out, and it is called You Are Not the Father.
We're playing.
With the DNA test?
I don't
quite understand.
Yes, it does.
Shut up.
And you have to do a full backflip.
Lizzo does the jingle. Since 1984, Povich has been married to which television anchor and reporter?
Connie Chen.
Who?
Oh, I said Connie Chen. That's not right.
That is incorrect. Yep. Connie Chung is the correct answer. 4-3 is the final score, though. Kennedy, you still get the win. Nice job. Jan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I have a pair of tickets for you. Cirque du Soleil Axel is going to be at the DCU Center on December 5th. It's a unique experience. It will showcase world-class acrobatic skating performances by Rob Gronkowski, set in fantastical universes. For information and tickets, visit DCUCenter.com. So you enjoy those tickets.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you so much. I'm Jen from Millbury, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All this week, it is Redemption Week for Campy Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
Stephanie is in for Redemption Week. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
So let me explain Redemption Week, because a dude called in earlier this morning and he wanted to play again because he's lost to Kennedy a couple of times.
I loved his moxie, though.
Yeah. No, it's not redemption for you guys. It's when somebody defeats Kennedy, Kennedy gets a shot at redemption. And Stephanie has come in here wearing monogrammed clothing.
I just love what's happening here today.
What does it say on your shirt there?
It says 248.
Which is?
The number loss I was, or for Kennedy that I was.
That's unbelievable.
248 monogrammed on her shirt, Kennedy.
Power moves only.
That's what I'm saying.
She is in your head, Kennedy. She owns you. She is number 248 in your world. All right, will you kick number 248 out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Or 248, will you kick Kennedy out?
I don't know how
that works.
Luck.
I'm a little confused.
You too.
You know how this works. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You can verify I've not given you the questions or the answers. I did not give them to Kennedy. She is now over there in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. You can see the record on the big board. She's actually got now 3,020 wins, 252 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number 1. Tom Hanks seemed like the perfect Mr. Rogers for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. And now Ancestry.com says Tom and Mr. Rogers are sixth cousins. What is Mr. Rogers' first name?
Fred.
Question number 2. Actor Josh Gad was on James Corden last night. Who does he play on Frozen?
Olaf.
Question number 3. Billboard released a list of the top 100 albums of the last decade. Number 1 on the list was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Nope.
It is a 2010 album by which controversial artist?
Kanye West.
Question number 4. Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Danielle plays Tasha Tasty Jefferson on the show. What is the prison on Orange is the New Black?
Litchfield.
Question number 5. It was 27 years ago today. Home Alone 2 released. The first film took place in Chicago. Where did the second movie happen?
New York.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Okay, 248 with your bad self.
Go off, Stephanie.
Trying to become part of an illustrious group to have defeated Kennedy twice.
Woo!
I don't know that it happens very often, does it, Kennedy? Have you ever lost twice to somebody?
Oh, yeah. There's a few.
There's a few?
There's like one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere
we might have to do like Jeopardy's doing, the champion of champions.
The all-time.
The all-time goats.
We might not have some of the back-back ones, but yeah. You knew it.
Kennedy?
Yep.
Stephanie got 5 out of 5 correct.
Coming correct. Don't say, yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
There we go.
248, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I think so.
These are very difficult. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Don't be making any sounds over there, Stephanie. Here we go. Question number 1. Tom Hanks seemed like the perfect Mr. Rogers for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood because Ancestry.com says Tom and Mr. Rogers are sixth cousins. What is Mr. Rogers' first name?
Fred.
Question number 2. Actor Josh Gad was on James Corden last night. Who does he play on Frozen? Or in Frozen?
Olaf.
Is that the only character you know?
Probably.
Question number three. Billboard released a list of the top 100 albums of the last decade. Number one on the list was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, a 2010 album by which controversial artist?
Controversial artist. Kanye West.
Question number four. Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. Danielle plays Tasha Tasty Jefferson on the show. What is the prison on Orange is the New Black?
Litchfield.
Question number five. 27 years ago today, Home Alone 2 released. The first film took place in Chicago. Where did the second movie happen?
New York.
All right, Kennedy. You said Fred. That is correct. Question number two. You said Olaf. Good guess. That is correct. Question number three. You said Kanye West. That's a great guess, Kennedy.
Are you kidding me?
Question number four. Litchfield. Yes. And going to the final question, you said New York. That is right.
Wow.
A 5-5
Stephanie,
tie.
I thought you had me, girl.
All right. Holy crap.
There was real tension in the room there.
I thought it was done. I put my pen down and took my glasses off. I thought it was done.
248 coming in hot.
Well done, girl. High five.
Good job.
Unfortunately, though, when you get a 5-5 tie, you do not get the win, Stephanie. But I do have for you a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see Celine Dion, December 14th at the TD Garden.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yay.
I guess you could say your heart will go on.
I need to add 3021 to my shirt now.
Oh, 3021.
Oh, you are amazing.
We don't count the number in the Redemption
Week.
Yeah,
Redemption Week stats don't count.
That's who you are forever. Yep.
You are 248 forever.
I'll take it.
All right, it's your prison number, 248.
I think it's something to celebrate.
I wish we had jumpsuits on this show.
Don't threaten me.
All right, Stephanie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Stephanie. I'm from North Attleboro, and I can't beat Kennedy twice.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Chris is from Westwood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Chris just got back from Vegas. Today's the first day back to work.
No, thank you. Nightmare fuel right there.
Yeah, awful feeling.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Did you spend a lot of time in the casinos while you were in Vegas?
Yes.
And did you win?
I did not win.
Yeah. No.
It's funny how that works.
There it is.
Yeah.
Here we go, Chris. 5 trivia questions, all of them pop culture, of course. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy with 3,020 wins, only 252 losses. And much like Vegas, when you're playing blackjack, you tie, you lose. I think that's how it works, isn't it?
Kennedy is the house. Push goes to the house.
All right, here we go, Chris. Question number one. Post Malone has officially announced a fourth collaboration with this footwear company he has been partnered with. What is the brand?
Is it Crocs?
Question number two. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have decided what their couple name is, and it is Okay.
Have they cleared that with Lil Jon?
What?
Okay.
I know. I was saying what? Yeah. I was. Which couple started the couple naming trend back in the early 2000s with Bennifer?
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Aniston.
Question number three. 37 years ago today, this actress became the youngest host of SNL. She did it at the age of 7. What is her name?
Drew Barrymore?
Question number four. Random fact, Curious George doesn't have a tail. There's a theory out there that he's not a monkey, that he is an ape or a chimpanzee. George's guardian in the books is the man in the blank hat.
The yellow hat.
Question number five. ASAP Rocky designed new uniforms for inmates at the prison he was locked up in earlier this year. Which country was he locked up in?
Sweden.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hmm. I feel like you were looking up the answers or something, like just like repeating the question.
No, I'm driving right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better. Kennedy, Chris from Westwood got 4 out of 5 correct.
Wow, well done, sir.
These are hard. Question number one. Post Malone has officially announced a fourth collaboration with the footwear company that he's already partnered with. Who is it?
Crocs.
I need to get a pair of those.
I've been trying for months, Annie. They're so expensive.
Yeah, like $1,000, Annie.
Come on.
Question number two. Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry have decided on their couple name, Kennedy, and it is okay.
Did anyone ask for it?
No, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just...
Okay.
Yeah, is a couple name like a nickname you can't get to make your own?
Correct, Dan.
Kennedy, what couple started the couple naming trend back in the early 2000s with Bennifer?
Oh, I thought it was Tomcat. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
2-1. Question number three. 37 years ago today, this actress became the youngest host of SNL at the age of 7. What is her name?
Drew Barrymore.
3-2. Question number four. Random fact, Curious George doesn't have a tail. There's a theory out there that he's not a monkey, that he's an ape or a chimpanzee. George's guardians in the books is the man in the blank hat.
Yellow.
4-3. Question number five. ASAP Rocky designed uniforms for inmates at the prison that he was locked up in earlier this year. Which country was he locked up in?
Sweden.
That is correct. Look at you.
Woo!
That is all 5 right, Kennedy. Nice job. Sorry, Chris, you only got 4 right. Kennedy gets the win, but I do have a $100 gift card to Sky Zone at Kingston Collection. Sky Zone is the world's first indoor trampoline park with trampolines as far as the eye can see.
Are adults allowed to jump on the trampoline?
Absolutely.
Do you feel bad if you knock into a 7-year-old?
Not at all.
No,
you
get
out of my way. Good double bounce.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Yes.
That sounds like fun to me.
I'll be throwing bows. Are you kidding me? That's my way.
Barrett loves to go. I'll let you take him. That way it won't be awkward for you.
Okay.
He even has his own trampoline socks. You got to have special socks.
Oh, because they sticky?
They sticky socks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Chris, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Chris from Westwood, and it can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.